I co-parent my kids with my ex-wife. That's the term, right? We do 1 week with me, 1 week with her. We're very amicable, which is a very loaded word. That's an interesting word, amicable. It technically means a spirit of friendliness. It is a synonym for friendly. But if that was true, why is it never used outside the context of divorce? You never hear a non-divorced person described as amicable. Never in your life have you heard somebody be like, oh my God, have you met my friend John? This is one amicable motherfucker right here. Man, is he amicable. I feel like a more apt definition for amicable is like a person that you're kind of friends with, but also a person you would not trust to stand right behind you if you were at the top of a long flight of stairs. But we do try and be respectful of each other's parenting styles, you know, try and run things by each other before we make decisions. But my ex did something a while back that really irritated me because she didn't ask me if I thought it was cool. Without running it by me at all, she just went out, she just got my kids a giant stepdad. And I would have suggested, if I had been consulted, start with a teeny tiny stepdad. See how the family takes to him. I don't know why it was important for me psychologically to be bigger than the new guy. I assumed I would be for some reason. And you know, I'm like, I don't know, 6'1", maybe 230, 225. I was like, I'll probably be bigger than new. No, this guy's like 6'5", 260. He played like college football. First time I saw him, I just had this sinking feeling of just like, ah, shit. No! Why couldn't you have remarried some little Filipino feller or something? Culturally mild-mannered, bird-boned, maybe 5'1", buck 10. Somebody who lets me toss him around to amuse the children. That's a fun stepdad. The one who lets you toss him around. Hey, kids, you want to see how high I can throw Rodrigo today? It's funny, isn't it? Get over here, Rodrigo! Instead, I got this Neanderthal. He's a nice guy, but, you know, he's gotten to my subconscious. I feel like I don't think about him consciously a lot, but he's clearly messing with my brain and my subconscious because he'll pop up in daydreams randomly. Like, you know, like I'll be having some, like those weird daydreams where you're like, where did that even come from? Like, I'll be picturing my kids having some hypothetical playground argument. Just, yeah? Yeah? Well, my dad could beat up your dad. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he might not, but my stepdad could for sure. My stepdad would crush your dad. My dad would probably have, he'd probably have something funny to say about it. That's his thing. He'd throw in a witty comment from a safe distance and have excuses later why he didn't jump in. That's pathetic. I think about that stuff because deep down, every dad wants to be the alpha, the protector of the family, you know, just like an instinctive thing inside of us. You know, like I want to be the kind of dad where if God forbid my kid's stepdad ever smacked him around, I want to know that I could smack him around. I want to have that confidence. I want to be that dad. I don't want to be the kind of dad who's like, what? Your stepdad hit you guys? Seriously? Both of you? Oh, shit. I bet that hurt. That sucks. He's a big guy, he probably punches hard. If I were you, I would think about what you did to upset him. You're gonna wanna do less of that going forward.